RTE 2FM has announced that the Drive It with the Two Johnnies show will finish at the end of the month. Johnny Smacks and Johnny B joined the station in February 2022 and hosted an afternoon show. In a statement released earlier today, it was confirmed their show will end on the 31st of May. It comes just 2 weeks after Dieran Garrahy announced she too is leaving 2FM at the end of this month. For more, let's talk to our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. What's going on, Evelyn?
Well, Gavin, 31st of May is certainly going to be a busy day over in 2FM because it's going to see an unprecedented day as they say goodbye to three of their key presenters, this confirmed at lunchtime today. So let's go through it. Dieran Garrahy, as you say, she was kind of the original breakfast presenter on that team there at the moment. She announced a few weeks ago that she was leaving. She's leaving Breakfast 2FM on the 31st of May after 5 years. And then this lunchtime, more goodbyes too for that day with the news that the hugely popular duo, the two Johnnies, are leaving on that day too. And this news really has come as a bolt from the blue for listeners today. Both RTE and the two Johnnies, they've each issued statements. So RTE is saying that after two very successful years, Dan Healy, the head of 2FM, quoted saying that they're leaving, adding that they'll be very sad to see them go. But then in the two Johnnies' own statement, they go on to list out all the projects that they're involved in. And really, it is some list. They're talking about heading off on a tour encompassing America and Australia. They're talking about having a festival in St. Anne's Park. And of course, they say, don't forget about our podcast. They describe it as the country's number one on Spotify. So, you know, when you look at the list on their statement, it is not hard to see that, you know, that commitment of a daily radio show is huge for them at this point in their career.
Is that where they're leaving, Evelyn? Are they too busy for 2FM?
Well, I mean, when you look at the list and you're heading off to America and Australia and the mention of the podcast, I mean, they've come from that culture. You know, it is very interesting to see that and go, right, to commit to being there every day is huge when you've all these other things going on. And we know that part of why 2FM wanted them was because they're so successful. But that's kind of the interesting issue of it, because, you know, everyone at 2FM says they wish them the best of luck. But Gavin, have no doubt. I mean, this is a major blow for the schedule because, you know, on radio, you've got your three pillar slots, right? You've breakfast. The phrase was always win breakfast, win the day. So now you have the Dieran situation there. Drive time, of course, a key slot. Then when we look across the schedule, and there's another little gap there, Jennifer Zamparelli on the mid-morning show, the old Jerry Ryan show, 9am to 12. Listeners have not heard her on air for a couple of weeks now. And when we asked about this, RTE Press simply say that she is on leave. And they also say that they'll be announcing the summer schedule shortly. Now, while they're trying to move all the pieces to fill that jigsaw, I mean, it has to be said, having key shows with gaps is definitely a massive headache now. And thinking about it too, when you step back, you know, you and I have been reporting about this all year, we know there's been a massive sea change in the culture around commercial activities in RTE over the last year. And when we consider those careers, like we've listed there, people are off on tours and things like that, the successful, the very, the lucrative careers of people like the two Johnnies outside of RTE, I think it is totally fair to ask if the kind of the new structures around presenters, their commercial activities, is this also having an effect on the presenters and their future plans? Is 2FM facing a new reality now?
Evelyn, thank you. That's our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. We'll be talking about the weather and roller coasters next.